Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster ride? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress or sadness. We've all been there, right? It's totally normal to have a whole range of feelings, but when those emotions start controlling our lives, it's time to hit the brakes and learn how to navigate them in a healthy way. That's what we're diving into today on The Dopamine Fast. Because let's be real, managing emotions isn't about suppressing them. It's about understanding them, channeling them, and using them as fuel to live a more fulfilling life. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that are going to help you take control of those feelings and turn them from something that drags you down into something that empowers you. First up, awareness is everything. You can't manage what you don't know, right? Start paying attention to your emotions throughout the day. What triggers certain feelings? When do you feel most balanced? Journaling about it can be a game changer. It's like having an internal dialogue with yourself. You start to notice patterns and understand your emotional landscape better. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you practice, the easier it gets. Second, ditch the negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic sometimes, but constantly beating ourselves up only amplifies those negative emotions. Challenge those thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something like, "I'm not good enough," ask yourself, "Is that really true? What evidence do I have to support that?" Often, we're our own worst enemies, so be kind to yourself and replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. You deserve it. Third, mindfulness is your best friend. Ever notice how easily you get lost in your phone or daydreaming? That's our minds wandering, and it often leads to anxiety or stress. Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can bring us back to the present moment, allowing us to observe our emotions without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on a chaotic world and finding a moment of calm amidst the storm. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your emotions. Bottling them up is never the answer. Exercise, creative pursuits, spending time in nature. These are all fantastic ways to release pent-up energy and process those feelings. It's like letting off steam from a pressure cooker. You feel lighter and more balanced afterward. And finally, remember that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Let me paint you a picture. You're in a meeting, feeling overwhelmed with stress and pressure. Your mind races, thoughts jumble together, and that familiar tightness in your chest starts to build. But then you remember the techniques we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that it's just a meeting, and focus on actively listening. You channel your energy into contributing constructively. Instead of letting those negative emotions derail you, you use them as fuel to navigate the situation with composure and clarity. See? It's all about mastering those internal tools. So, what are the key takeaways we can walk away with today? First, be aware of your emotions and what triggers them. Second, ditch the self-criticism and replace it with positive self-talk. Third, practice mindfulness to stay grounded in the present moment. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your feelings. And finally, remember that seeking support is a sign of strength. Ready to put these strategies into action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from it and leave us a review, letting us know how you're feeling. Join the conversation on social media using Dopamine Fast. Let's keep this journey going together. Until next time, remember to take control of your emotions because you are in charge of your happiness. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.